to the Good Energy Doctor and Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I am Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Here we're going to explore together how to discover the beauty in life, no matter what is happening in the outside world. So this episode is about time and how we see time, how we perceive time, how we use time, what it is actually. You know, as I studied physics, it was clear that time is relative. It depends on where you are. Space-time is not constant. So what is time? At the moment, we can say time is set by how fast the Earth circles around for one lap, and how fast it goes around the sun. But it's only because this is a perspective we have. I'm sure you've had these experiences that you're standing by a bus stop and it is raining intensively, very windy, and you are soaked and cold and the bus seems to never come. Even though it might just be seconds, it feels like forever. Or you are engaged with your most favorite activity. You might be writing a book or flowing with creating a song or really getting into music. And all of a sudden, 3 hours have gone by and you don't know where the time was flying. So what is time then? And why should we be so concerned with it? Well, in our modern life, of course, we need to plan things and we need to have appointments and we have to show up on time to work. If you have, for instance, you're working in a bank where you have to receive customers from one time to another, you have to be there on time. So we need to have something that restricts us in time. But for living, for really living, for living a good, healthy, happy life, the most important is this minute, this specific, unspecified even, time, which is called now. Some people are really struggling to be in the now. They can't help thinking about the past or worrying about or planning or looking forward to the future, but they're not really here. So I bless you to be here. Appreciate this minute. Take a bite into that apple and feel it and hear it and crunch it and know that this minute you are actually biting into this apple. This minute you are chewing it. This minute you swallowing it and it goes into your system in order to nourish your body. This minute is the only thing we have. The next one, we don't know if it's coming. And what's in the past? We need to learn to let go of. We cannot change the past. In fact, we have to forgive the past in a sense. It isn't something we can change. We can maybe change the way we see it. If we're looking back, how was my childhood? At some point in time, you might say, it was very bad. But once you come to terms with a lot of things inside of you, you might say, I had a lovely childhood with so much love and care and interesting things happening. And you're not stuck in the past where you felt like there was a lot of things that you wish hadn't been there. So in that sense, we can change the past. And what about the future? Well, the future is just in the calendar, and we do not know if we will experience it at all. We can't. Every moment we have is another gift from the Creator. And this minute is what we can do something with. So this minute, filling it with gratitude. Gratitude that you can experience it. Gratitude that you can hear and see and smell and touch. Gratitude that you can move, gratitude you can think. See, many people think that they need to be so effective with time. Time, we need to crank in so many things in time. That was really how I was seeing things when I was younger. In a way, I thought the meaning of life was to use time to the max. Fill every minute with activities, with doing things, experiencing life. That was somehow what God expected of me. Well, I have definitely shifted that way of seeing things. But for most of our existence, we are bound by time. And this time we should take advantage of, since every moment is precious. It is a gift. And when you see it as such, even those moments waiting in the bus stop with the pouring rain and the wind blowing in and you're soaked and freezing, is a time to be thankful for the challenge. Be thankful for all the other times when you've been dry and comfortable. Be thankful for the weather mostly being agreeable. And today, you just see an example of when it not. Being in that space of gratitude is what really, 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 really saves us. Because our life is supposed to be joyful, loving, and prosperous when it comes to vibration, energy inside of us. All our negative and harsh emotions like hate and anger, they're very low energy frequency and they are not good for us in any way and not good for the world. So everything I talk about in the end is going to that perspective where we stay in gratitude and we lift up our vibration to think good thoughts. Think positive thoughts no matter what happens around us. Now, some people say, I want to be so efficient and I am so efficient. I can really multitask. I can listen to a video while I'm writing this email and while somebody else is talking to me. But the truth is, that's not how the brain works. So you think you are being effective, but really what you're doing is making your brain jump very, very quickly, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And that is challenging for the brain. So time, you're not saving time. In fact, you're just revving up your brain by doing it. And it's easy to see kids these days. They're playing computer game while they're at the same time watching a video, maybe an instruction video about how to play that video game. But still, they think they're multitasking. They need to have all these inputs at the same time, which further scatters them, which makes things even more challenging for them to deal with regular up and down day where there are not so many inputs to their brain, because their brain is not used to it. So, appreciate time, appreciate now, cherish now, enjoy now, live in the now, love the now, and please God, the future will come, and when it does, let's meet it with joy, with happiness, because then it is now. I hope this episode can inspire you to implement something new in your life. Change is challenging, but that is how we will grow and become a happier, more purposeful person. And to grab the opportunity to do it right now. Do also consider sharing something you have learned from this episode with someone else. explaining things to someone makes it sink in deeper into ourselves. And if you find this valuable, please subscribe and share this episode with other people. Together, we are building a happier and more purposeful and resilient human race, one person at a time.